It is the Sunday Supplement with Billy and Sue. Sue.
Billy, yes.
I want to continue this conversation of not breakfasts. We don't like to repeat ourselves on the Sunday Supplement, but hash browns.
Yeah, because they're not always necessarily a breakfast thing, are they? You can have them on any meal, really, can't you? A hash brown, I think.
Well, this is where I would like to beg to differ, because the University of Billy and Sue on the Sunday Afternoon Show has been doing some important research into this.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Gordon Ramsay, at least according to a video that I watched of somebody going to one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurants, serves up hash browns in his restaurant in London?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose they're an American brunch food, aren't they? So,
well, my understanding is, Sue,
yes,
that Gordon Ramsay, again, this is just according to the video that I watched, so I don't know if it's come from Gordon Ramsay direct. We'll have to consult with the professor at said University of Billy and Sue on Sunday afternoons. I understand that he says that a breakfast, a full English breakfast, should have hash browns on it.
Well, I definitely think a hash brown is an American invention, not an English one. So I differ with the great man.
The great man, Gordon Ramsay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm nailing my colours to the mast. I don't think it's part of an English breakfast. Doesn't mean you can't have it for breakfast, but not it's not necessarily part of a full English.
You're sticking your head well and truly above the hash brown parapet, aren't you?
I am.
Now, do you know, you might not agree with me on hash browns being part of a full English breakfast. I think they should be customary. I know you don't agree with me in that.
I don't. And my nephews and nieces will eat a hash brown any time of day as well.
Well, I'm exactly the same. So would I. However, talking of Gordon Ramsay and his ability to make amazing food, there is a recipe online that I'm literally just looking at it right now. It says Gordon Ramsay's hash brown recipe has an easy way to make them seriously crispy. So who knows? Once I've gone through all of the adverts and looked at all of the images, in our next little Sunday Supplement podcast, we might have to continue Hash Brown Gate and talk about how you make them extra crispy if you make them at home.
Well, you could always do the next recipe slot on the show. You could always do the hash brown recipe, you know.
Am I allowed to put bids in for recipe slots?
Yeah, you can do the next recipe for hash browns. How does that sound?
Are you going to allow...
I will.
So you're going to allow me to do it?
Yeah. Next week on the show, listen between 1 and 4 and you'll have Billy's Gordon Ramsay recipe for crispy hash browns. That's a promise.
Why do I feel like I've been coerced into this?
Well, you know, I can put my feet up then, can't I?
I see. Okay, you're making me do all the hard work now.
Making you do the heavy lifting.
I've got the sense that maybe you're a bit bitter about my comments at the start of this afternoon show when I said that your recipe ideas were a little bit weird at times.
Well, like soda bread. There's nothing wrong with soda bread.
Do you know, I like soda bread. The more you're talking to me about it, the more I like the idea
of
it.
Have you tried it? You've never tried it, have you?
I've heard about it. I've never tried it.
You'll have to give it a go. It is nice.
Is it like sourdough bread?
No. It's dense bread, but it's not dry. It's very tasty as well, and it keeps very well. And it goes very nicely with smoked salmon.
Do you know, I could quite happily, the way you're describing it, have soda bread with smoked salmon, scrambled eggs and avocado.
Yeah, now that would be nice. And it also goes well with some jam on it as well.
Well, do you know, Sue, we started as enemies and we part with this conversation agreeing on soda bread.
Yeah.
I think that's a nice way to end this week's discussion, isn't it?
So I think it very much is.